welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 26th, 2026, and how grateful I am. I don't get to answer this question very much, and I don't know why. I really don't. It's a good question, and I think most people have their own opinion about it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This comes from Linda, and she doesn't tell me where she lives. And she says, what do relationships mean in our spiritual life? And then she goes into the personal relationships that we have, like man-woman thing. You know, dear, the relationships are very important because you're really not having a relationship with another person like you'd like to believe you are. People come together in marriage and such and relationships for the sake of self-preservation. That's all it is. There's no love in it. There's human love and passion and all that other good stuff, which defiles the nature of a person. But it, you know, it's not the love that would carry through to bring about wisdom and awakening. The only relationship that is important is the relationship we are having with our heart, our authentic heart, not our human heart, our real heart. That is the most important. And in the years that I have been alive, I've had many relationships with people, both personal and professional, we'll say, you know, as a teacher. And most people miss the whole idea of what it is to have a relationship. They just don't get it. When you're desperate, when you have low self-esteem, when you are suffering from unrequited love within you due to the fact of how you lived with your parents and the atmosphere of living with parents that only could live with you according to emotion, you start to feel a deficit within. And in that deficit, you go in search of someone or something even, which some people it's drugs and alcohol. They look for something to ease the pain. I've had students be very honest about it, especially the women. The men, they only want, you know, the Madonna horror syndrome. That's all basically they want. They want a woman that is a Madonna in public and a horror in the bedroom. And that's the Neanderthal man. But basically what it's all about with men is when they're young, let's say in their teens through maybe 50, it's sex, money, and food. Then the priorities change to sex, food, and money after they make a little. And then after they have all the money that they think they want, then it becomes just basically, you know, a little sex, but mostly food and money. And how you know, where can we go? How many vacations can we take? Things like that. They miss. The only true relationship, Kathy, that is important, and try to hear me, is what I said earlier. It's to have the relationship with your heart. A relationship that leads you to your soul. This is the only thing that is really important. And the other relationships are just falderal for the most part because they belong to our biological emotionality. And the reason we want them is to build our little family with babies that we don't understand how to raise and don't care to learn about how to raise. We just don't do that. We just want them to be the pinnacle of our life and our genetics, our DNA, and show them off and see our family had good genes and that kind of stuff that most people, you know, really pride themselves on. Kids are nothing more than the pride. I have watched parents, both in parents that are poor, because I work with children from time to time that are very, very, very poor. And that's why I do the BATMO thing. I give them clothing and things they need but in their physical world. But you can't take away the pain and the sorrow of it all when you look at the tragedy of what parents do to their kids based on their relationship with their human heart. They just don't get it. They're not interested in anything more than the human heart. And they think if that human heart is satisfied that they will have a good life and that things will be better, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't work out that way. Relationships are important. They really are with other people. But the premise of those relationships is more important than the relationship itself. And what I mean by that is if you have a relationship with your spiritual heart and you have realized that in having that, you engage and merge with your soul, then something of the other shore, something very beautiful, begins to unfold in you. And then these other things like mates and children and family, they find their place in your life. You don't need to make a place. They find their place. I am reminded what Jesus said when he said, unless you hate your mother, your father, your wife, your lands, your money, your all of your earthly stuff, you cannot follow me, because all of these things suck up our energy. And before you know it, we're consumed by our desires. And there's always a better house, a better car, a better husband, a better wife. There's always something better out there. And that's what we're looking for, is better. when I was teaching in my early years, of course, I never really taught the doctrine of unity, but I did teach. I always felt that unity was supposed to be an open-ended experience. And it just turned into and fizzled out as a religion, and it never manifested or sustained itself because it was based on the hope that there is this thing called God, and God will grant you what you want if you say and do the right things, and it just doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. So I left that years ago for the sake of finding out what is the most important relationship a person can have in their life. And the most important one is with the heart. And the way you do it is through silence. Silence brings about the power of love. If you are quiet, if you can be that candle in the wind, in the rain, and you never allow your light to extinguish, then you have found the meaning of love. And you have found what the true essence of a relationship is all about. It is with the infinite, not with a human being that has skin and has likes and dislikes. The most important thing is to have an experience with your heart, your real heart. And the more I offer this to my students, the less they think it's possible, because they have derived their life out of ambition, pride, vanity, and of course our good friend desire. And with all of this being said, they flounder in the practice. They don't find it satisfying. And when it's something is not satisfying to the average person, then they quit. And they want something to change their emotions and give them positive emotions that simply won't fill the bill at all and won't change any part of their life. So, Kathy, the most important relationship you will ever have is with your heart, your silence, and allowing your silence to give you the meaning of your existence here on earth. It goes into more depth, but I kept it as simple as I could, and I hope it helped you. I hope it helped everybody who's listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. Greg@aspire.org. That's how you can send me a question. I'd be honored to have it. Please forgive me. Namaste.